What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
Good, 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 good. I'm good, too. You know why I'm good, Ramona?
What's that?
Give me a drum roll and I'll tell you.
Give me a second.
Oh, sure. Take your time. We're at the start of the...
I didn't know you were going to talk about that right off.
Yeah. Right now. Right this second. Hey, you people out there in Twitterverse and the listening audience and everything else. Hey, listen. You guys are all a big part of this program. You know, I do 4 hours of radio here every day, hardcore, coming at you every single day. Get up your... off your ears and get in on the phone lines. I want to absolutely jam phone lines during the entire time whatever this is happening. I mean, there's zero reason not to. Zero reason. You people were good last week. You need to be better than good this week. You're a big part of the show, so get in with whatever you want to talk. There are 8 million things going on in sports right now. You don't know that maybe, but there are. We keep talking about it. The NFL draft is here. We're talking. Here's how this deal is working. Give me a drum roll, Ramona.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, should I just drum? Where'd it go? The drum roll is because there are only 152 days remaining until the college football kickoff on August 29th. And we have six games that day at night. Six games on August 29th. 152. And here's what we're going to do. All right. I'm not starting any countdown yet because we don't have enough teams for that. All right. But when we get to 50, I'm going to start counting down my 50 top teams for college football. Exactly. 152 days until college football kicks off, and the NFL will be shortly thereafter, and we're going to have football again, and all is going to be right with the world, and we're going to leave all this mess behind us, and I'm 100% confident in this. 100%. I don't want to hear any of the doomsdayers. I just don't believe in any of that. You know, we're already well on our way to containing it. The thing's going to peak in the next couple of weeks. We've been through all this stuff, and we're going to be on our way to getting well. And by the way, Tony Boselli, I think, on his way to getting well, because, you know, again, it's quite clear now that this is not just a virus of the elderly. And I hate that phrasing anyway that so many have used, because it makes it sound like, oh, well, it's not us, it's them. We are them. So, you know, I've never liked that wording and that phraseology. You know, we as a thinking, caring society, we need to care about our elderly and our young as much as any members of society. So, and protect their interests. And the way we do that is we follow what we're supposed to be doing. And that applies to all of us. So to the degree that you can follow everything that you're supposed to be doing, because football this fall depends on us doing the right things. Think of it in that context, if nothing else gets through to your head, is that, and I saw Joe write this on Twitter a few minutes ago, I think he's 100% right. Do the right things now so that we have football this fall. If nothing else can motivate you as a sports fan, if you're still inclined to get together with 50 of your buddies and throw a coronavirus party because you're a bunch of A-blanks, then listen up, because everything you do will impact whether we have football. And we're going to have football. There's no doubt in my mind. 150 days is a long period of time. And as I said before, you may not have the conventional time to get ready, but suck it up, Cookie. That's just the way it's going to be. So you may not look perfect early in the season. And maybe you're going to experience a loss or two that you would have experienced had you had more time. But if you're still smarter and better than everybody else, then you should win. And everyone is going to have the same disadvantages. So there won't be any excuses for
any
of that.
True.
If there are, Yeah, if there are, it will be for the teams and the places that have new coaches or new systems or new key component parts. You know, it'll be for them. It won't be for the places that have continuity. It won't be for the places that enjoy continuity. But football is coming. There's zero doubt about it. It's, I mean, you know, just watch what the NFL's doing. They're guaranteeing money to these guys. I mean, Tom Brady signed a 100% guaranteed contract. They're not doing that if they think we're not playing football. The reason the NFL didn't move the draft back, I have a news flash, is because they're planning on playing football. That's why they didn't move the draft back. Moving the draft back is a first step to not having football. The NFL, not having any of that. So, look, one of the reasons, there's another reason that a lot of things have been canceled, and it's concern over legality. It's concern over whether if you don't shut things down and people get sickened or die, that you could face legal ramifications. Now, you know, again, I can't even imagine all the possible elements in that conversation, nor am I going to try to on air. I'm not an attorney. But it just seems like common sense to me that could be one of the causes for concern. In any case, I fully believe we're playing football in 152 days, and we're going to count you down to the 152 days. We're going to talk about football every single day. Every single day on the show, we're going to talk about football. We're going to talk about college football. We're going to talk about NFL football. We're going to talk about football. You know, look, quite honestly, this is what we do year-round anyway. It's what we do year-round anyway. People care about football here, and you're going to get it. You're going to get it in massive doses every single day, like always. And so you want to participate in that, then, and you listen to the show, and you claim you love the show, here's how you support the show, by getting in and contributing. That's how you support the show. So when we engage in these conversations, and, you know, it's funny because it's interesting that what you see in a sports world that for the moment is on pause. What you see is replays of old terrific games, which are entertaining and get people talking. On Twitter, what you see is a lot of sports-related historical questions, with good reason. Why not talk about the history of sports? We do it all the time as fans. It's what we do. We argue the history. We argue who's better. We argue who's best. Who are the greatest this? Who are the greatest that? We do it all the time. And with good reason. With good reason. I mean, that takes place 100% of the time. There's never like a day that I'm not engaged in those kind of conversations. And now it's to an even greater extent because we don't have active sports for the most part. We have the NFL draft, which works nicely with this show. But, and by the way, you know, it's funny because I know that draft is going to look strange and it's going to come off strange, and there are going to be logistical issues that are going to be extremely problematic for some of these teams. I get all that. I also know that you're not going to get the big Vegas extravaganza with the moat and however, you know, the ferry that was going to take the players to the Fantasy Island where they were going to be, where their official announcement was going to be made. You're not going to have any of that theater, any of that fluff, any of the showgirls, any of that stuff that you were going to have out in Las Vegas. You're not going to have the million people. This draft is going to be conducted in a way like old time, and yet with the use of modern technology. And I don't know exactly how it's going to look. And do I think there are going to be problems with it? Absolutely. I mean, you know, look, it takes a minimal, it takes at least three or four people to actively man a draft room. Because, and probably more so than ever this year, in the discussion of trades, this is what happens. In the waning minutes, as you're sitting there waiting to make your pick, you've got multiple people on the phone to multiple teams discussing what you may or may not do. I don't know how any of that is going to work. I don't know any of that's going to work. Furthermore, if decision makers get ill with corona, what's going to happen then? I mean, if the general manager, who's instrumental in what a team does, is in a hospital, intubated, then he's probably not going to be offering suggestions on the draft. I mean, these are elements of this draft. And I don't know how it's all going to play out. But I have been thinking about this, Ramona.
What's that?
This draft, look, every one of these each year, this is the biggest, like, off-season NFL thing. The NFL has a Super Bowl, and they have an off-season Super Bowl. And the off-season Super Bowl is the draft. In a way, it's just as big because it involves fans of every team. You know, as much talk and chatter as there is about the Super Bowl, it only involves two teams. Now, you get a huge nationwide listening, watching, viewing audience, I should say, because it's just what we do as Americans. Even if you don't really care about football, you tend to at least have the Super Bowl on or be at a Super Bowl party or that type of thing. But the draft heavily involves fans of every team. And while, you know, you're not going to get the viewership that you do of a Super Bowl, you get more internet and social media participation from more fan bases over the draft than you do the Super Bowl. It's not even close because it involves every team in the country. And so here's my bottom line on the draft deal is you're not going to have the million plus people that they expected to flood into Vegas for the draft. It would have been a draft spectacular for the ages. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. But I'll tell you what you are going to get. You're going to get the highest rated draft in history on television. Why? Well, because, I'm sorry, what else is there? This draft is going to be the highest rated television draft on history, even if it looks terrible. It's not going to matter. People are going to be, you know, again, the sports world loves the draft. The football viewing world loves the draft. It doesn't just include all the pro teams. It includes all the college teams and all the players coming out. So if you watch football, you have an interest in the draft. You know, it's just to what degree. And it grows bigger and bigger and bigger every year. So again, you're not going to have any of the theater. You're not going to have any of the spectacular that would normally be associated. Well, I can't even say normally be associated because this wouldn't have been normal. This would have been the all-time NFL draft. From a theater, from a spectacular standpoint, this was going to top all. You're not going to have any of that, but you are going to have is the most watched draft of all time because people are going to be so starved for anything football. And again, I don't know how it will be presented. I would imagine that what you're going to see are more highlights of the players. So, I don't know that you're not going to necessarily get. I can't even speak to it. I just don't know yet. I don't know if you're going to get the usual player interviews after they're drafted via, you know, Skype or video or whatever it is. I don't know. I don't know about the quality of it in terms of a presentation. I think there are lots of things that may suffer, but what isn't going to suffer are the television ratings, because the television ratings are going to go right through the roof. It's going to be the highest and most watched draft in history because this is all there is in terms of active sports. And on the other question of this issue of people coming up with these questions, like, for example, one I saw the other night, which I like, and I opened it up on Twitter, and I'll open it up on the text line. I'm going to leave it up to you guys for a while and the phone lines. Who are your five greatest college football players in history? I like it. Who are your five greatest college football players in history? It's not too taxing. You know, you can come at it from your perspective. I don't care. You don't have to. There's not a right or wrong answer. I'm going to give you my answer later as to who I think, but I'm going to hold mine for a while. I already gave two of mine on Twitter, but I've done mine, and I'm going to give them to you later on. So you can get in on that. But, you know, the funniest question, Ramona, I saw on Twitter in that regard.
What was that?
Are you there, Ramona? Okay, good. Was this. I saw this one this morning from a New York Giants fan. You're in a bar fight against three big dudes. You get any two past New York Giants in history to have your back. Who do you want?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I like that question. So I know that Clemson and South Carolina don't want their players in bar fights, but I'm gonna leave it up to you guys too. I'm going to change it to, and you can give me yours as well. But I'm gonna change it to, you're in a bar fight. This is post graduation. You're in a bar fight and against three big dudes. What two Clemson or South Carolina players do you want to have your back from all of history? There's a lot of good choices there. Sorry?
Oh, I was going to guess one. I can't.
Go ahead.
Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah, you know, I think Dexter Lawrence is a good choice. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Dexter's the size of a moving van. I think Dexter Lawrence would be a good choice. I mean, honestly, most people saw Dexter Lawrence that in the fight because, you know, they'd want to back down. By the way, my favorite answer to the New York Giants New York Giants question was a guy who wrote, LOL, only need one, Plaxico Burress. And for those who don't,
why do I know his name? Why do I remember?
Because
him?
He was arrested.
He's the one that
for
got
illegally
shot
carrying
himself.
He was arrested for illegally carrying a gun. So, the guy says, "I only need one Plaxico Burress." Yeah, we're not turning it into a gunfight. It's just a fun little exercise. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, Joe, you're up first. As soon as we come back, we'll be back.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Hey, Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, former Clemson Tiger, 2018 national champion. I got my 2019 Rocky Ridge Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, which has the best bumper-to-bumper truck warranty out there. Get yours today and tell them you got it at Granger. Go Tigers.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut! Huh? The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card. It's simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Marco's Pizza has come to Clemson, featuring pizza, wings, subs, and salads. Marco's Pizza is owned by former Tigers Byron Maxwell and Jarvis Jenkins. 707-4992 for delivery or carryout. Order online at marcos.com with or without the app.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut! Huh? The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card. It's simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Hi, I'm Garrett Wilson with Sun Stoppers of Easley, formerly 10 Solutions of Easley, and I want to thank all of our thousands of loyal customers for helping me grow our tinting business for the last 20 years in Easley. Because of you, we're transitioning to bigger and brighter days and opening a new location in Pickens across from Walmart. Couldn't have done it without you, and we'll continue our commitment to excellence that you deserve. Call us at 864-630-3164 for all of your vehicle tinting needs.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you, tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. By the way, today's the first Motown Monday. You know, and we're gonna have some. We're gonna get the voiceover guy. I need to get with Don about that. We'll have the voiceover guy give us a Motown Monday lead-in. But from now on, you know, and I'm gonna change it up every once in a while. But from now on, until I decide to, it's gonna be Motown Monday and Hard Country Fridays. So you've joined me for the first Motown Monday today. You know, Ramona, the New York Giants thing receiving a lot of attention on the text line.
Oh, yeah.
Text line are vicious people. Yeah. You know, I'm getting a lot of the college football ones too, but I'm getting a lot of the answers to the New York Giants test. Ben Boulware showing up, Chester McLaughlin showing up, Fridge showing up, Texture said, I'd let Clowney grab Jake Bentley by his bird legs and swing him around like nunchucks. I hadn't thought of the potential usage of a player as a weapon by another player. Dude in Pickens says, well, I'm taking Cleveland Farrell no matter what. Ben from Anderson says, give me John Abraham and DJ Swearinger. You know, Ron, I knew the people were going to embrace this. When I saw that question today, I knew that people were going to embrace this. I just did. Again, the question was, bar fight. It was by a New York Giants guy. It's a bar fight against three big dudes. You get any two Giants in history to have your back. Who do you want? And for the Giants, I probably would have taken LT and Mark Bavaro. But I'm opening it up to Clemson and South Carolina fans to give me yours from a Clemson or South Carolina perspective. And I'm also, by the way, I'm getting a lot of Rendrick Taylors, too. A lot of Rendrick Taylors. I got a Jim Stuckey. I got multiple Dwayne Colemans. So you're open. Gary says Brian Bosworth. Now, that's on the all-time list, Gary. Again, two separate things going on. Your top five all-time college football players and this this hypothetical bar fight question. Let me get to Joe and then Big Blue Bill. Joe, how are you?
How's it going?
how you doing, Joe?
I don't know my top five, but I can tell you one guy that nobody really talks about when you talk about a top 10 that much is Tony Dorsett. I'd take him any day. As a running back, I mean, he put a lot of stats up, Walt.
Yeah, I mentioned Tony Dorsett the other day as a possibility for me, and I haven't given out my five yet. But yeah, look, I think somehow history has forgotten about Tony Dorsett, and he didn't play all that long ago in history. But not only did he put up over 6,000 yards, but more importantly, he led Pittsburgh to a national title. Okay, that's good enough for me. I mean, I'm not taking, you know, and look, again, it's subjective. I've seen Bo Jackson being called the second greatest runner of all time by the Four Letter Network and that type of stuff. Well, no. Okay, Bo Jackson ran for 4,000 yards and never won any title. How am I picking him over Tony Dorsett, who rushed for over 6,000 yards in his career and led Pittsburgh to a national championship? I'm not. It's just stupid stuff. So, look, I think Tony Dorsett is a very viable pick as one of the best five college football players of all time.
And even in the NFL, he was a bad man. So, I would take him, but we're not counting
NFL.
Yeah, that's true. And I would have to think about the other four. You know, if Cam Newton would have played all 4 years, he would have been incredible. You know, but we'll never know on that. But, you know, you talk about a fight. You know, DJ Swearinger is a little small guy, but he's ripped. So I would go with him because he's crazy a little bit, and then get some big guy. So you just put him in there. But
crazy's good. But crazy's good in a fight.
But I was going to talk to you about as far as, like, South Carolina goes. And, like, I know everybody – and Helinski is a big part of it, and I understand that, but I don't think he has anybody to throw to, really. So I think Lloyd is the most important player outside of maybe Helinski this year.
Yeah.
I mean, if Lloyd get 800 yards, even he might be able to do 1,000 if best case scenario. But, I mean, we don't know anything about the offensive line yet. But
yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that, and we're going to talk more college football later. I want to get into that sporting news list of their way too early top 25 as well. But yeah, look, you know, you're going to look back at this time period in South Carolina football, Joe, when it's all said and done. And one of the things you're going to wonder about is how well did you really take full advantage of Deebo Samuel and Bryan Edwards? Now, I realize injury was a part of who they were, but I think both guys are going to go on to have significantly better careers in the NFL than they had collegiately. And every time that happens, people look back and wonder, well, why didn't you do more with them? And I think there were assortment of answers, including issues at quarterback, including offensive line play, failure to develop any consistent run game, which, you know, every quarterback needs. I mean, the Patriots had no running game last year. It's hard to play with no running game. And that was certainly a dilemma for South Carolina, despite the talent. I mean, you know, you've had some guys. I mean, the truth about Rico Dowdle, as I said before, you know, Rico Dowdle's in this draft. If Rico Dowdle had demonstrated at any point in his career that he could stay on the football field and not get injured, we would be talking about him in the second round. I mean, that's where he would have gone. He has talent. The guy averaged 10 yards a carry against Alabama this year. You know, but the problem is every time you turn around, he was either coming out or begging out or whatever. And I'm not disparaging him, quite the contrary. You know what I'm saying? I've always thought he was gifted. I always thought he had talent. But, you know, it's just if you can't stay on the football field, it doesn't matter how talented you are.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see as far as going forward. And as far as, like, in general, I saw somebody put Tennessee 15. I think we're getting way too ahead of ourselves. I think Tennessee
way.
I mean, I think they're going to win 8 games, but and their offensive line is better. But you got to go to Oklahoma, and you still got Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. They're like a six-win team.
I know you Vol fans are going to hate this, but you're like a 6-win team. Because here's the problem. I know you're getting better. I know that. I hear Philip Fulmer say, we're back. I mean, well, you're back as what? To what? I mean, I'm sorry. You're back, and Jared Guarantano is still your quarterback, right? Well, as long as you're back with that cat at quarterback, you're like a 6-win team, maybe 7, because he's not good. I mean, you know, look, are there some signs of life in Knoxville finally? Yes, I think there are. But a quarterback's the most important position on the field. You can't just work around that. It's just not that simple. Because at the end of games, you either have a guy who can make plays or you don't. And Tennessee doesn't. Therefore, how good can they be? I mean, I'm sorry. They can't be. They're not good enough at the most important position.
Well, I got Georgia winning the division easily, but I'll leave it with this loss. We defeated polio, so you know, the admiral of the Japanese, when they bombed Pearl Harbor, he talked about waking up a sleeping giant. Well, the giant's starting to wake up, so there is some hope. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. We have great people all over this country working on a combination of drugs that are effective against the virus. We already have one, and that is proving effective, which is the combination of malaria and erythromycin, which was so laughed at originally when it was first suggested, but seems to be proving quite effective. You know, there are some issues that you have to guard against in the administration of those drugs in combination as far as heart-related issues, but I'm sure that the physicians who are administering it are doing so. And then all of a sudden we have, you know, I don't know how many business ventures, private universities who are working on vaccines. Emory is working on a vaccine. Johnson & Johnson just signed a huge contract to quickly develop a vaccine. I think there will be a push to increase the time, up the time frame on this as quickly as possible. But no, look, we're to get on. We're on it. And I'm confident, like Joe is, that that we'll get results. All right, it's Tiger Greg and Brad coming up. Let me get Tiger Greg and then Brad, who has the greatest. Is that the greatest five players of all time, Ramona?
Yes.
Good. Don't go anywhere, Brad. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, I've had a rough week, Juan. I had to put my mom, I had to put mom at home, but I was thinking about your question. I guess conventional wisdom, everybody would pick the Perry brothers, but I've got two that I would take that are as tough as anybody I've ever seen, and that's Boulware and Brian Dawkins. I would walk behind them into a freight train. Those were two of the toughest guys that ever played at Clemson. That's just my opinion. You know, size for size, I think they could take anybody.
Well, you know, Ben is also has a grew up boxing as well. So he has, you know, he has some martial arts experience, because boxing is a martial arts, martial art, whether people realize it or not. And in many cases, a much more scientific one. So so he grew up knowing how to fight. And so, yeah. And Brian Dawkins, one of the toughest guys who ever played. I like that pairing. I like that pairing, Greg.
Yeah.
Just because you're big doesn't mean you know how to fight, so I like it.
That's right. All right, enjoy the conversation, Walt.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call, and good luck to your mom, and I know that situation is all going to work out for you. Brad, I'm coming right to you on the other side. I have so many sports news stories I want to get to, too, and then one thing that is invincibly funny later. Let me tell you about Crude LED. Crude LED is your single source for dynamic outdoor LED display signs that can also transform into a digital scoreboard. Crude LED displays offer peak performance with ultra-bright, vibrant, full-color screens that are completely programmable, easy to install, reliable, carry a 5-year warranty. Create your own custom message that resonates with your audience with help from Crude's extensive digital library. Crude LED displays are also affordable. If you've always thought an advanced, multifunctional LED display sign was too expensive for your business, church, or school, let Crude LED show you otherwise. Call Crude LED to learn more, 864- 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156, or visit Crute-LED.com, Crute-LED.com. Incredibly affordable, the best lighting around. Trust me when I tell you, if you're looking for a way to make your business stand out from the competition, you need Crute LED on your side. Call them today. Tell them I sent you. It is the way this deal works. All right, we'll take a quick break. Brad and Anderson, you're up first. When we get back, I want your contributions. We're in this moving forward together. It's interesting, Ramona. You know, I know that it seems to me that in this sports world that we live in right now, that a lot of people are in this position are concerned. I'm actually not, because I feel like this just allows me to be even more creative. We have, trust me, I can still do 10 hours every day. We're good. All right. So, and I want you to be partaking it as well. But we're going to bring you sports talk every single day from 3 to 7 on this show. It's never going to stop, and it's going to focus on football and the countdown to the college and football season, which is coming. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tigers, this is Leighton Covich with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. The only thing better than Clemson football is being a part of the Clemson family. And that's what makes Lakeside Lodge Clemson so special. It's a luxury condo hotel built by Clemson alumni for Clemson alumni. It's a place we can gather by the pool, by the fire pit, or the patio for cocktails and dinner while enjoying the awesome views of the lake and Death Valley. It's a place Clemson family can call home. Visit us at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers!
The Pendleton Tire Company is here to help you hit the open road this season. Between March 18th and April 6th, purchase 4 new Michelin or BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires and get up to a $70 Visa reward card or virtual account. Plus, receive an extra $50 reward card towards the install. That's up to $120 in total savings after submission. Check it out at PendletonTire.com. Void where prohibited. Visit MichelinMan.com/promotion, BFGoodrichTires.com/promotion, and MyTire.RewardPromo.com for full details.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car. Ooh, baby. It's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
want them to road rage. I am back. I'm getting a lot of Yusef Kellys now. Look, I like Yusef Kelly. That's a really good choice. Yusef and I follow each other on Twitter. He'll be glad that he's... Look, and plus, he's been in law enforcement forever. So, you know, so... By the way, it means he's another guy who actually legally can carry a gun. Not that he would need it. Not that he would need it. Yusef is a big dude. Big dude. So, yeah, I think that makes sense. Ed doesn't understand the way the game works, Ramona. Ed's taking Chuck Bednarik and Dick Butkus. That's not the way it works, Ed. You're supposed to give me two Clemson players... and or from a South Carolina perspective, two South Carolina players.
He was going old school.
The funniest
text. They're not Clemson players, but they're mean.
Oh, no, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. Bednarik almost killed Frank Gifford, and Butkus almost killed, well, everybody.
and they didn't get in trouble for it.
No, it was legal then. It was... Now, those two guys, you talk about two guys from history would have to completely adjust the way they played today. Those two guys would have to completely adjust the way they played today. My favorite text on this whole issue, Ramona, is a text that says, definitely not picking Taylor Hearn from Clemson.
Oh, why?
That's actually too funny. It's cold-blooded, but...
Why?
But
is he a kicker or something?
No, he didn't fare so well in a videotaped fight.
Oh, okay.
So that's cold. That's cold. As mean.
Could have been having an off night.
Yeah. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. Walt, how are you, man?
Good, Brad. Appreciate you getting in.
If I had to take two real quick, I'll go through a couple of your questions. If I had to take two former Clemson players in a bar fight, I'd definitely take Yusef Kelly, and I'd probably take the late Gaines Adams to be another good one. I'd love to have on my side.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, Brad.
On the top five college football players of all time, I'll give you a couple of them. Jim Thorpe, Archie Griffin, and of course, you mentioned him a while ago, old Dick Butkus. But I'll take Drummond Saint-Pierre on this one. How do you feel about C.J. Spiller within the greatest college football players of all time because of his impact and what he left? Because I don't think Clemson would be where it was or where it is today without C.J. and how he kind of got the program going. And I remember one of his final games, one side of the stadium was saying, C.J., and the other one was Spiller, you know, and just yeah, what he meant yeah to Clemson. And I mean that's a college football player altogether. And I'll take
comments
on
yep
here, man. God bless.
Yep. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and by the way, that's what I want. And you know, and you know what? We're gonna do something too for you first time callers. We're still working on that, but I want new blood too. Look, there are 15,000 Twitter followers if they didn't take any more from me away from me today. But
why are they taking them away?
But who knows? But you people get in on the phone lines, contribute.
Are you mean to
those type of things? Yeah. And all you people, you know, get in, contribute whatever way you want. Yeah, as far as CJ, Brad, look, CJ is obviously one of the greatest Clemson players ever played, and I think he was very instrumental in helping the program reach the heights that it has as one of the building block pieces to it, no question. He was also fabulous in terms of all purpose. You know, he did virtually everything well. I think he's certainly one of the great college players ever, but in terms of like, you know, if we were talking about the greatest 100 college players of all time, then I think CJ might have a place in there somewhere, and you know, and Deshaun Watson would certainly have a place in there, and Trevor Lawrence would probably certainly have a place in there, you know, and others as well. I mean, but I would have to think about that. I would have to try and position all those guys. And I don't know. Maybe I'll do that at some point. But in the short term, you know, this is just something that I saw the other night floating around on Twitter. It's just the five greatest players of all time. You know, what's curious, Ramona, is that I don't have any quarterbacks on my five greatest players of all time. In fact,
no
like my top... No, like my top seven or eight, I don't have any quarterbacks. You know, it's funny because all lists are, anything we do now is always dominated by quarterback, and it's the most important position, but it wasn't always the most important position. You know, the game was played differently for much of history than it's been, than the way it's being played now. And so I think that changes your viewpoint on those kinds of things. By the way, I have a lot of actual draft and college football stuff and NFL stuff I want to get to. I want to start to predict the divisions as well. And we're going to do all that and more. So, Danny, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Danny. Appreciate you getting in.
No problem. I was just calling to talk to you a little bit. So greatest college football players of all time. Of course, let's see. Do you think Trevor Lawrence might end up being one?
Well, I mean, he may. I mean, you know, it's his story is not yet written, so you know, I don't know that you can put him there now. I mean, right now, I don't even know how you'd compare him to Deshaun Watson. I think it's close, and we'll see what Trevor does this year.
Okay, and I have one more question for you. Did it really have anything to do with this? I was actually wondering if you thought there'd be a baseball season this year, and how many games you thought they might play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Danny. I'll answer for you off here. I appreciate the call. I fully expect there to be a baseball season. I don't know how many games will be played. You know, I don't. It's hard to guess at that right now, but I fully expect there to be a baseball season. I think we're going to get through this, and then life is going to start back with some degree of normalcy. I think that the next few weeks are going to be tough. I don't think there's any question about it, but I think we're catching up. I think just in general, we're catching up. We're catching up with ventilators. We're catcatching up with N95 masks that the medical people use. In many cases, it's industry that's come forward and donated those masks or made them available cheaply. We're seeing, you know, here's the other thing. As Americans, look, it's always been true. And it's always been one of the distinctions in the way we view things. But it's always been true that the government can't save you. You know, the government is just part of it. It's there to serve and protect the people, yes. But it's always been that private individuals and private industry has to be a part of this. And that's what's happening. And we're seeing incredible philanthropic donations by private entities all over the spectrum right now. In fact, last night I heard that, and I don't know how, but I heard that Stefan Marbury has brokered some deal with China to bring in, I think, 20 million masks, 20 million N95 masks at like $2 compared to the regular $8 that they would normally be. And I'm just using an example because you're seeing private people and business and industry starting to respond. And as that happens, we'll continue to control the outcome. I feel certain of that. So that's the direction we're headed in. You know, Ramona.
What's up?
You there?
Yeah.
I turned on I had our station on last night.
Uh-huh.
While I was driving late. And I heard a guy on that I've never heard on
is that
CBS
right?
before. And I honestly for a bit there I didn't know what I was listening to. I thought it's somebody taking over our airwaves.
I wasn't sure
what was going on. He went an hour without speaking about sports at all. I don't know who the guy was. It was the first half hour was a discussion of plague throughout history in other countries. And I was like, what is this? You know, I couldn't, I was thinking that did something happen here? I mean,
I had no idea. The news had taken over the airwaves.
I didn't know what was going on. I had no concept at all. And then it went into a discussion of like 1940s television shows.
Really? That'd be hard to compile.
I'm not sure how many people who are listening know anything about 1940s television shows, but there was about a 20-minute discussion of the guy who played Frank Cannon. I'm thinking that there aren't many people alive.
Why were they talking about them?
I have no idea.
That's back when they had all those other ones. You know, what was the one that was he was a coroner?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Quincy.
I have no idea. Yeah, that's not the same guy.
No, but that's back in the days of that. That's after Perry Mason, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly listened for an hour. And in an hour, there was no talk of sports whatsoever. I thought maybe I did something wrong. I thought maybe my radio wasn't functioning correctly.
Well, at least you didn't hear something like, who do you like better, Ginger or Mary Ann?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but that might have been better. I don't know. I just, again, it was a half hour deep thought conversation on plague in other countries, and this guy is citing all of these leaders and everything else, and all of the things that happened during plague in these various countries.
Wow.
And then, at least you did some research. Except that at one point he used the term. Now listen closely. Co-conspirators.
You don't like co-conspirator.
No. You didn't listen. I told you, listen closely.
He didn't even say.
No, you didn't. He didn't even say co-conspirators. He said co-conspirators.
So I heard you.
It's wrong on like everything.
Correcting it.
Well, it's again. The word is conspirators, and yeah, it is my little thing because there's no such thing as co-conspirators. Again, that's a redundancy that people need to stop using. Conspirator is one who plots with others. So you can't have a co-conspirator. It's already covered in the word conspirator, but you certainly can't change it to co-conspirators. But it was interesting. Big Blue Bill. Bill, what's going on, Big Blue Bill?
What is going on, man? So Marbury's
good to have you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't make anybody wear any of those crappy
thunk it?
Shoes. Hopefully he doesn't make anybody wear those crappy tennis shoes he had back in the day.
I think he's out of that business. Hopefully he's doing all this for the right reason. It sounds so.
Okay, so back to the bar fight. There's only one person I can think of from SC or from Clemson that I'd really like to be with in a bar fight, and that would be Jake Bentley. And I would be right up in there talking trash with the best of them. And then when it got really heated, I'd like to be the one to like push him into the middle of all the other guys. And then so I can take off.
That is 100% wrong,
it's like
Bill.
The Walking Dead.
That was not really the point of this exercise, Bill. That's 100% wrong. Bill taking this thing in a completely different direction, Ramona. That's pretty
all
funny.
Right, man. Have a good day, guys. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. That's 100% wrong. Bill trying to get poor Jake Bentley beat up. Just 100% wrong on that. All right. You can continue to get in on these all day if you want. Again, I'm looking for the five best college football players of all time. And again, courtesy of a New York Giants fan, We're just changed the format a little. But if you were in a bar fight against three big dudes and you needed two Clemson or South Carolina players to watch your back, which two from history are you taking? We're going to get to some other in the news conversation as soon as we return. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back after this brief interlude.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut. Huh? The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance.
Aww.
Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.